Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today, we're joined by actors from the Castle Country Acting Company. They have their upcoming performance on July 19th, 20th, 22nd, and 23rd. They're performing both Flappers and Fromage and the Dancing Princesses. And I'd like to thank you guys for taking the time out of your schedule to come join us. First here with Jocelyn Brinkerhoff. You're in the Dancing Princesses, right?
Yes.
Now, can you just give us a brief overview of what this show's about?
It's about, like, these daughters of the king and queen that sneak out at night, and they dance in, they stay up till dawn because they are stuck in the castle walls.
Now, that just sounds like an exciting play. Now, let's talk rehearsals, because a lot of work goes into these performances, I know that. So, what's been kind of your favorite part of preparing for this play?
I like practicing all the songs. I love singing.
Now that's an exciting part of it. Now what's been probably the most challenging part of putting together your play?
Probably trying to remember how the scenes are.
Yeah, that's always a tough part of putting together a performance like that. And what are you most excited for about the Dancing Princesses?
To be in front of an audience to perform.
Well, thank you, Jocelyn, for taking the time to come talk to us. Now we're joined by Marielle Lang. We're going to be talking still the Dancing Princesses. Now, let's talk about the Dancing Princesses. What are you most excited for about this performance?
Probably, like, my family being able to see what we've been working on.
Now, it's always exciting to have them be able to show off all that hard work you've been doing. Now, who do you play in the Dancing Princesses?
Oak, it's a fairy.
Now, that's just a very exciting role. Now, what's been your favorite part of rehearsing for the Dancing Princesses?
I like making a lot of new friends.
There's a lot of friends to be made in the theater community, isn't there?
Yeah.
Now, what, in your opinion, what's been the hardest part of rehearsals?
Knowing when to go on.
Now, is there anything you want to say to get people excited to come see the Dancing Princesses? There's just a lot to be excited about, isn't there?
Yeah.
Too many things to say. Well, Marielle, thank you for coming to talk the Dancing Princesses. All right, we're joined now by Julia Sanders. We're still talking the Dancing Princesses. Now, Julia, what part do you play in the Dancing Princesses?
I play Queen Gwendolyn.
Ooh, now that sounds like an exciting role. Can you just kind of describe what it's been like trying to prepare to play Queen Gwendolyn?
It is very fun. It is really hard, too, because you got to get all of your lines memorized and everything.
Now, looking at that rehearsal process and kind of memorizing those lines, what's been your favorite part?
I really don't know. It's all really fun.
And then looking also still at rehearsals, you said already memorizing those lines is pretty hard. Is there any other part of preparing for this role that's been kind of challenging?
Not really.
Now, that's a good thing to hear from an actor. Sounds like you're very prepared for this role.
Yes.
And then what would you say to people out there to get them excited to come see the Dancing Princesses?
I am not sure.
And then you said you were also in Flappers and Fromage. So
yes.
let's talk about that. What's been preparing for that kind of been like?
I really don't have, like, any lines or anything in that, so nothing.
Hey, it's like the old saying goes, there's no small parts in theater, only small actors. And I feel like that's true right here.
That is very true.
So out of the two plays you're in, which has been your favorite to rehearse for?
Probably The Dancing Princesses, because that one's much more easy, but at the same time, Flappers and Fromage is also really fun to rehearse because of all of the choreography. So, I'm not sure.
So, just a lot to be excited about in the theater scene, right?
Yes.
Well, thank you, Julia, for taking the time to come join us.
You're welcome.
We're joined by Livia Lang now. We're going to be talking more flappers and fromage. Now, Livia, can you just give us a brief overview of what flappers and fromage is about?
Well, it is about these schoolgirls that escape it during the night to go to this club, and it's a dancing club, and some of the girls go missing, and it's just like a mystery, and they're trying to just find out what's going on.
Now that sounds really exciting. Both these plays kind of talking about people sneaking out in the night to go dance. It's like Footloose. Have you ever seen Footloose?
No, actually.
That's very fair. Now, let's talk about it. Who do you play in Flappers and Fromage?
Well, I'm a waitress in the dancing club, so.
And then what's been one of your favorite parts of preparing for this play?
Probably just, like, being on stage and just, like, acting and just being, on stage. I don't know.
And then in preparing for this role, has there been anything that's been a little challenging to find? Or what's been the hardest part for you in preparing?
Probably just, like, remembering, like, lines and just, like, memorizing, like, when I have to go on, because I'm, like, two different parts, too, in the place.
Now, being in the Castle Valley Acting Company, what's been your favorite part of that?
Well, I get to meet a lot of new people, and just being at rehearsal and just acting is really fun, in my opinion, so.
Now, is there anything you'd like to say to the listeners to kind of get them excited to come out and see Flappers and Fromage?
Well, last year's play was really fun. We did Chickenella, and this year has, according to our directors, they think this is like one of their favorite written like stories ever. So,
and it just, both of them just sounded extremely exciting. So, Olivia, thank you again for taking the time to come join us.
Yes.
We're now joined by Lily Anderson. Lily, thank you for taking the time to come join us. Now, you're in Flappers and Fromage as well. And who do you play in Flappers and Fromage?
I actually have three roles. I'm Floor, the backup singer, Scamp the Rat, and the Cat Burglar. Well, one of the three.
Now, that sounds just like a loaded slate of parts. So let's start with, what's been the most fun part of rehearsing for this play?
Probably getting to know everyone and getting to know my part.
And then on the other end of the spectrum, what's been the most challenging part of getting ready for Flappers and Fromage?
Memorizing my lines and learning my cues.
That's always one of the hardest parts of it. Now, looking at it, if you were to say something to get people excited to come out and see Flappers and Fromage, what would you tell them?
Two people get dunked in cheese.
Now, that is something that you're not going to see in hardly any other play, so this isn't something you're going to want to miss.
Yeah, it isn't.
Well, Lily, thank you for joining us on the show. And yeah, you're not going to want to miss these upcoming performances of The Dancing Princesses and Flappers and Fromage on July 19th, 20th, 22nd, and 23rd in Price City Hall Auditorium. For more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM or 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.